Hello, my friends.
Hello, everyone. 各位观众，大家好。人们在工作中或者在家庭生活、社会中呢，时常会出现矛盾。矛盾一发生，多数人呢都忍不住要大声的吵嚷。这堂课呢，我们要给大家讲一讲如何用善心来缓解矛盾、解决矛盾。下面请我们听我们的第一个对话。
Okay. Hey.
Yes?
I have a problem with you.
I don't like you either.
What?
You heard me.
Fine. That's the way you want it?
Yes. Go away. 大家一听就知道我们两个人吵起来了。那么我们说的越来越生气，但是呢都没有说到真正的问题所在。你们注意到了，在我们说话的声调就是不太好，是不是？多不友好啊！我们现在呢，把生词学一下，然后再讲一讲怎样处理好这样的矛盾。
Either
是也的意思。这个字呢，也可以读成 either。
Either, yeah。
两个读法都对。这个字呢，一般是放在否定句中，而且呢，要放在句子的后面。在这个对话里，说话的人猜测对方不喜欢他，所以他就说 I don't like you either， 就是我也不喜欢你。
Heard
是 hear 的过去式，意思是听。
You heard me，
这句话的意思是说你听我说的了，你听到我说什么了。那这句话说很生硬，意思呢就是说我不用再说第二遍了，你已经听到我说的了。
Way
是路、方式、方法的意思。
That's the way you want it?
这句话的意思说呢，就是说你就想要这样吗？谁怕你呀？看起来呢，这两个人好像是敌人了。那么在这里呢 ，way 这个字是指我们两个呢是就成敌人了，不太好。
Go away.
Go away， 这是一个非常
Go away，
是个非常。无理的一句话
yes,
意思是说、yeah. 你快走或者是滚蛋。
Okay. Please repeat the new words after us.
请跟我们读一下生词。 Either 或者是 either 都可以。
Here.
Way.
Go away. Go away! It's good to learn these new words, but it's bad to learn these negative ways to deal with conflict.
Lee 说的对，说这些词呢学起来是很有用，但是呢我们不能学这种负面的，用这种负面的方法来处理矛盾，所以你们听懂了就行了，不用去学怎么样跟别人吵架了然后我们再教你怎么样用好的办法来解决这样的问题。下面请听一下，我再听一下我们吵嘴。
All set? Okay. Hey!
Yes!
I have a problem with you.
I don't like you either.
What?
You heard me.
Fine. That's the way you want it?
Yes. Go away. 我们能想出一个好的办法来解决这个矛盾吗？我们看看下面的这个对话，看看是不是这样做能更好一点。
Okay. Hey.
Yes?
I have a problem with you.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. How can I help you?
You are a bad person.
Wait.Please let me stop you there. What is the real issue? How can we resolve this in a positive way?
Well, yesterday you didn't finish your half of the project.
Yes, I know.
What happened?
I had a family problem and had to go home early. I told the manager. Did he tell you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well...I'm happy to work overtime today to finish the work.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. This was just a misunderstanding.
Yes, I guess so.
房子在哪儿啊?
Where is the house? I want a Coke, please.
You know the answer, you don't need to enter.
I wear an extra large.
OK, 那么这段对话的语调就是不一样了。我们发现当你的心态总是很和平的时候，有矛盾时总是找找自己哪里不对了，矛盾呢很快就会解决。别管别人生气，别管他对与错，只要你总是保持一个平和的心态，只要你诚恳和善良，什么问题都能得到圆满的解决。我们这两个对话就能看出来，当然一个人都是开始都是一样了，那么后来解决的办法就不一样。下面请听我们讲一下生词。
Person
是人的意思。
You are a bad person.
你是个坏人，这样说对别人是很伤害的。但是呢，对方并没有用恶的语言来回答，而是说
Wait, please let me stop you there.
Wait 是等一等， Please let me stop you there 这句话直译就是请让我来阻止你，意思是说请你不要再继续说下去了。这句话是有礼貌但是也很严厉，就是说你不想让情况变得更坏。
Oh, can I say tone of voice is really important here. If you're calm, you say please let me stop you there. Very nice, and it'll be okay.
对，他说人的语调是非常重要的。
OkayWhat is the real issue?
Real 是真的、真正的意思。那么 issue 呢，就是问题。这个人生气肯定是有原因的。有时呢，我们把人和问题分开，会对解决问题有帮助。那么恶语伤人并不能解决真正的问题，所以你问我问题到底在哪里，这样才能解决问题，从而使两个人再变成为好朋友。
How can we resolve this issue in a positive way?
Resolve 是 解决 Positive 是正面的、积极的意思。 How can we resolve this issue in a positive way? 这句话是说我们怎么能用积极的方式把这个问题解决了呢？这句话在解决问题时是非常有用的，请大家记下来。遇到问题就生气或者骂人，一点问题都解决不了。我们下面接着学生词。
OK, Finish
完成。
Half
一半。
Project
项目。
Had
大家还记得 had 是 have 的过去式吧？
Had to go home early.
Have to 是个词组，意思是不得不、一定要、必须。那 go home 也是个词组，就是回家的意思。 Early 是早一点， Had to go home early 就是不得不早点回家。下面我们让丽给我们举几个例子。
I had to call my mother.
我一定得给我妈妈打个电话。
She had to sleep.
她得睡觉。
Children have to go to school.
孩子必须得上学。
We had to do our homework.
我们必须得做作业。
Okay, told.
Told 是 tell 的过去式，意思是告诉。
Well, I'm happy to work overtime today to finish the work.
这句话比较长，我们分开来解释一下。
Great, well.
Well 是个语气词，相当于、汉语的好吗？好啊。
I'm happy to work.
我很高兴工作。
Overtime.
Overtime 的意思是额外的时间、加班时间或者超出去的时间。你们知道对话里发生了什么事情吗？原来是公司里一个项目没有做完，这两个人误会了。一个人家里有事儿，提前回家了，但是在走之前他告诉了经理。另外一个人呢，因为工作没有及时完成生气了，但现在每个人都能平心静气地把问题谈出来，而且也找到了很好的解决办法，这多好啊。
Misunderstanding
是误解、误会的意思。很多争论都是因为误会而产生的。
Yes, I guess so.
Guess 是猜，那么 I guess so 就是说我猜是这样的。 也是用另外一种方式来说，你说的对。
Okay, now please repeat the new words after us.
请跟我们读一下生词。Person, person, person.
Wait, wait, wait.
Real, real, real.
Issue, issue, issue.
Resolve, resolve, resolve.
Positive, positive, positive.
Finish, finish, finish.
Half, half, half.
Project, project, project.
Home, home.Home.
Early. Early. Early.
Tell. Tell. Tell.
Well. Well. Well.
Overtime. Overtime. Overtime.Misunderstanding. Misunderstanding. Misunderstanding.
Guess. 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 Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yeah, excellent. Now please repeat the dialogue after us.
请跟我们读一下对话。
Okay. Hey.
Yes?
I have a problem with you.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.How can I help you?
You are a bad person.
Wait. Please let me stop you there. What is the real issue? How can we resolve this in a positive way?
Well, yesterday...You didn't finish your half of the project.
Yes, I know.
What happened?
I had a family problem and had to go home early. I told the manager. Didn't he tell you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, I'm happy to work overtime today to finish the work.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. This was just a misunderstanding.
Yes, I guess so.
好，大家学一学怎么样用英语表达使人能镇定下来的是很有用的。下面呢，我们再教你们几句在这方面有用的词组和句子。
Calm down.
冷静下来。
I don't want any trouble.
我不想有任何麻烦。
I'm sorry.
这个刚才我们学过了，是对不起的意思。
Compassion.
Compassion 是爱、善良、同情、慈悲。好，今天呢，我们就学到这里，谢谢大家的收看，再见。
Goodbye.